Hello and welcome to our show. Today we have Timothy Smith, author of Crash Proof Your Kids. Timothy, thanks so much for being with us. What are the three biggest mistakes that parents make when teaching their teens to drive, and what can they do to avoid them?
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. The most important mistake is underestimating the time and effort it takes to help make a teen a safer, smarter driver. Many parents assume that driver's education alone is adequate. Parents should plan to spend a minimum of 50 to 100 hours behind the wheel with their teen over a 6 to 12 month period after they receive their license. Next, they are not clear on what skills and principles are the most important to teach. The most important things are emergency braking, proper following distance, reducing distractions, and improving visual scanning skills. Finally, many parents do not ensure that their teen has experience in a variety of different driving situations. Teens need experience in residential, rural, freeway, and city driving, in that order. They need experience where possible in snow, rain, fog, and nighttime conditions.
Tell us about yourself and your driving background.
Most of my career has been spent as a healthcare entrepreneur. Several years ago, I began devoting more time to writing, and the subject of driving and teen safety became a major focus. As part of my research and preparation for writing the book, I became licensed as a race car driver, certified as a driving instructor, took defensive driving courses, interviewed professional racers, instructors, psychologists, academics, parents, and teens about driving skills, techniques, and attitudes, and how they contribute to teen car crashes. Even though I've driven nearly 1 million miles without a crash during my lifetime, my research and additional training helped me discover how much better my own driving could become.
Why did you decide to write Crash Proof Your Kids?
Several events which happened around the same time convinced me to write the book. Within a couple of months, 5 teens were killed in 3 separate car crashes very close to my home in suburban Chicago, all of them due to driver error. When I talked to my friends and neighbors about these tragedies, I was stunned to discover that virtually every one of their teens had been in some kind of car crash within the first year of learning to drive. That got my attention, especially since my daughter was about to turn 15 and I had 2 kids right behind her. It struck me that driving was probably the single most dangerous thing my kids would ever do, and I wanted to do whatever I could to reduce that risk for them. That's when it was clear to me that I needed to write the book. I spent the next 2 years creating the Crash Proof plan, using my own daughter as a guinea pig for the behind the wheels exercises.
How is the Crash Proof plan different from other driver training programs?
Very few advanced driver training programs exist for teens in this country. We have many standard driver education programs which teach traffic rules and regulations and give teens a total of from 1 to 6 hours of behind the wheel training. The Crash Proof plan is designed to take teens with their parents far beyond the basics of simply operating a car, to help keep them alive on the road. They learn advanced driving techniques as well as how to reduce the most significant behavioral risks: speeding, intoxication, road rage, distractions, etc. The Crash Proof plan specifically addresses each of the areas where there is increased risk for teens and provides exercises, tips, and strategies to reduce that risk. It's also unique in identifying parents as the key element. Parents are the most effective driving mentors and partners for their teen because they know and love their kids the most and best understand their teen's propensity for risk.
What are your top picks for accessories and technology to help crash-proof the car and driver?
First and foremost, electronic stability control. These systems are marketed under a variety of names, but they are probably the single most effective safety devices ever invented for cars, after safety restraint systems. Electronic stability control systems automatically correct the mistakes people make that lead to skids and rollovers. Anti-lock brakes. Most all cars have them now, but they're a major improvement, even though they are often used improperly. Do not pump. Maintain firm, steady pressure. Airbags. As many as you can get. The more the better. Structural improvements. Reinforced doors and crumple zones. Finally, tires. the single most underestimated element of auto safety. Check tire pressure monthly. Buy the best you can afford. Snow tires are far better than all-weather radials in bad weather.
Any other tips you'd like to add?
Resist the temptation to let your teen drive freely without the time commitment needed to make them better drivers just because it's so convenient. I've received hundreds of letters, phone calls, and emails from parents who wished they'd taken it more seriously and have been the victims of tragedy. It can happen to you. And for 58% of the teens out there, crashes happen within 12 months of their learning to drive.
Thank you so much, Timothy, for sharing this very interesting information with us.